This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hello, lovely. I'm Maria.
And my name is Rory, and we're the hosts of the IELTS Speaking for Success podcast, the podcast that aims to help you improve your speaking skills as well as your listening skills along the way.
We started this podcast to give you joy, happiness, and super vocabulary with grammar for your high IELTS score.
Your band 9 score.
Rory, look at yourself.
What about it?
What have you got all over your face?
Oh, I was eating ice cream earlier, and some of it must have been left behind.
Oh, ice cream. What a coincidence!
Let's talk about ice cream. Yes?
Yes, dear listener. This is a recent IELTS Speaking Part 1 topic, ice cream. Do you like ice cream?
Doesn't everyone? I think they have types that cater to just about every taste these days. Especially if you're like me and you have a sensitive stomach, so you need stuff that's lactose or sugar-free.
What's your favourite flavour?
I'm going to be very vanilla here and just say vanilla. It's simple and straightforward. It always gets the job done. I suppose a close second place would be mint chocolate chip. I quite like that one. It's got quite a sharp flavour.
Did you eat ice cream when you were a child?
Oh, absolutely. Like, didn't everyone? We used to get them with cones and a flake in them whenever we went to the beach. And there was an ice cream van nearby. That was quite nice.
Are there any shops selling ice cream near your home?
I think so. There's a Tesco store at the garage just along the road from where I lived. It must have some. Not that I've ever looked for it. It's a pretty small place, though, so I imagine it would be just sort of standard fare, nothing terribly complex or intriguing in terms of flavour.
Can you make ice cream yourself?
I mean, I could if I had the time and the ingredients and a recipe book and the patience. But I don't have any of those things, so not right now, sadly. Sorry.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Dear listener, we have our premium episodes for you, where Rory and I are discussing speaking part 2 and 3. So this week on our premium, Rory is describing an adventure he'd like to go on, and in speaking part 3, we are talking about adventures in general. The links are in the description. Do check them out, okay? Hey, thank you, Rory, for your delicious answers. Ice cream. Do you like ice cream? Doesn't everyone? So the answer to this question could be a question like, doesn't everyone like ice cream? Come on, like,
everybody likes ice cream.
Yeah, like, who doesn't like pizza? Come on, yeah.
Where are these people?
Yeah, but some people dislike ice cream, okay? And we can say that different types of ice cream cater to almost every taste. So different ice cream producers cater to different tastes.
Shall we talk about cater too?
Yeah.
So cater to means to make the effort to help or to support something. And different taste. Oh, every taste. It's a pun because you taste ice cream but taste can also mean your preference.
And you can say that some ice creams are lactose-free, so this lactose, this ingredient, or sugar-free. You can also say that I prefer non-dairy ice cream, like without any milk, it's like dairy product, milk product, so no milk, non-dairy ice cream, or I prefer vegan options, right, or low-calorie ice creams with high protein, for example. And these days, did you know that they have plant-based ice cream?
Oh, like, so no animal products in them at all?
No, they use brown rice, they use organic cocoa powder, so pretty much everything is green, plants, organic, and no, you know, this chemicals in there, so yeah, plant-based ice cream.
I hope there are no chemicals. Hold on, wait. If it's in the universe, then it's a chemical. What do you mean it's like harmful chemicals, right?
Yeah, no, harmful chemicals, yeah. And also you can say like, oh, if you I have a sensitive stomach. Stomach is this organ, yeah?
It's where your food goes.
Yeah. It's like you eat some of these, yeah, like ice cream, and then your stomach feels funny. So I have a sensitive stomach, so I prefer plant-based ice cream, a sugar-free ice cream. And also you can, here you can talk about different types of ice creams. Can I say ice creams?
I don't see why not, to be honest, because there are different kinds of ice. Well, I would say different kinds of ice cream. I consider it uncountable. But if we talk about the individual flavors, then yeah, but that's like super specific.
Different ice creams, different flavors, tastes, yeah? And also different types. For example, sorbet, gelato is Italian ice cream, gelato. Oh, gelato, banana gelato, mamma mia. Also, we can have some frozen yogurt as a type of ice cream. Ice popsicle. Rory, what is an ice popsicle?
Oh, you call them ice popsicles. Where I'm from, we just call them ice pops. But at least where I'm from, an ice pop is, it's like a plastic tube that's filled with flavored water, basically, and it gets frozen, and that's an ice pop. But you also have ice lollies. I don't know if they can be counted as ice cream, though. I feel like the cream part of ice cream means it's got to have some kind of milk in it.
No. Yeah, we go crazy with this, like, plant-based ice creams, non-dairy ice creams, so everything is ice cream.
Like, well, milk, it's a milk substitute, though. It's stuff that's used instead of milk, but it's still, there's the milk element is still there, the idea of it.
Flavor, different flavors. Rory went vanilla.
I went vanilla because I'm boring.
Yeah, you're boring, vanilla. And actually vanilla is one of, I think it's on top, maybe the first most favorite flavor of ice cream is vanilla. But also you mentioned chocolate chip. So chocolate chip ice cream or ice cream with mint chocolate chips. Right, so what's this mint chocolate chips?
It's like mint-flavored ice cream with chocolate chips in it. It's quite nice.
Mm-hmm. Chocolate is just chocolate thingies, right? And you said that it has this sharp flavor. What did you mean that? A mint?
Just, you taste the mint and it's like, ooh.
It's fresh, right?
Mm-hmm. I think sharp is usually used to describe citrus flavors, though, like orange or lemon flavor. But also mint can be quite sharp. I think although I'm quite sensitive, so that might be why it's sharp for me.
For example, some cheeses have a sharp flavor, right? It's kind of like, it's sharp. So I enjoy minty flavor. I enjoy this minty ice cream. It's refreshing. It's sharp. It's like, it's not too rich. Ice cream could be rich in flavor, like a lot of like creamy, rich flavor.
Lots of sugar, lots of milk. It's probably very bad for you.
Another topic-specific vocabulary item, the word is cones. So what are they? Cones. Ice cream cones.
An ice cream cone, how best to describe it? Well, it's a cone shape. It's like a hardened pastry that you scoop the ice cream out of the tub and you put that inside. And then you can hold the cone while you wander around. And then you can eat the cone too. That's the advantage of it over a cup.
Ah, yeah. So the cone is this thingy, yeah. Usually it's like a brown, and then kind of you yum, 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 you eat it.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, Leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
And then what do you call this actual ball, this ball of ice cream that they put on top? So you have the cone.
The scoop.
The scoop, right. So not an ice cream ball, a scoop, you know, like whoop, one scoop. How many scoops? The three scoops.
You can have like huge ones, but probably one scoop is enough.
And when I was a child, I used to get cones, ice cream cones, so there, and with some scoops at the beach, for example. And there were ice cream vans. So usually these, what are these ice cream vans? Vans like vehicles, cars.
Yeah, they just go around. They're big vans that have ice cream inside and they sell them. I think they're pretty common, like everywhere. You have them in Russia, right?
They're not vans though. They're kind of like kiosks. They don't have an engine.
Oh.
Yeah. But sometimes we have vans, but for burgers. Or some fast food.
This was such a bad episode to film in the morning when I've not eaten. Really, I'm getting hungry now.
Yum, 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 yum. What did you mean when you said that I think it will be pretty standard fare? Fair like the price?
No, standard like fare is just sort of foodstuffs. It's a very old word meaning foodstuffs. It's just like saying it's pretty standard food, basically. It's an old word meaning food.
Oh, okay. Could you give us another example then?
Yeah, like the local stores aren't very big, so they just sell like standard fare, to be honest with you. I should say, it's quite an old word.
Like standard food.
Yeah, just like normal food that you wouldn't find anywhere. It's usually standard fare. It's another way of describing things which are quite boring as well, because it's standard. It's just what you expect. It's nothing very exciting. I think I went to the restaurant and it was just pretty standard fare, to be honest with you.
And you can say that, yeah, there are some ice cream vans near my house or along the road, and there are some stores which sell like usual ice cream, or maybe there's an ice cream shop. We can make ice cream ourselves.
If you are brave, I'm not brave.
And Rory used the second conditional, so if
I
could. Yeah, so you're imagining things. If I could. Oh, sorry. I could make ice cream if I had the right ingredients. So we're talking about the present and future, kind of real. So I could make ice cream if I had the right ingredients, but Rory doesn't have them. Maybe he'll get them in the future. And a recipe book. So a recipe book.
A recipe book, like a big book with instructions and a list of things that you need to make something.
Yeah, a recipe book. A recipe book, you follow the instructions and you make your ice cream. And then you need patience. Patience for it. So patience for cooking, patience for making ice cream. What ingredients do you usually need? Like milk, sugar, some flavorings?
I think you need more than milk. I think you need like cream, no?
Cream, yeah, cream. Mm-hmm.
And that's like very rich milk.
And also, for example, you can mention that, oh, I prefer to use coconut milk. Or oat milk, like replacements for dairy products, for usual milk, or almond milk, you see, so really nice words.
Oh, fancy.
And Rory, I'm gonna give you three options for weird ice cream, like strange ice cream, okay? Could you choose one option? Yeah. Number one, ice cream which glows in the dark. Actually, an English ice cream maker added some proteins which make jellyfish glow. So he added something from jellyfish into ice cream and the ice cream glows in the dark. So it just lights up in the dark. So number two, pizza flavored ice cream. Hey, pizza flavored ice cream, tomato, oregano.
Wait, what kind of pizza flavor though? Is it like margarita pizza?
Yeah, it's margarita, yeah. Like tomato, basil, salt, garlic. Number three, pear and blue cheese. Pear is this kind of fruit and blue cheese is this cheese.
Why are they together? Do people eat their pears and blue cheese together?
Yeah, very often, yeah. We have... pizza with pears and blue cheese. So it's this, and pear and blue cheese, they go very well together.
I'll take your word for it.
Ice cream, which glows in the dark, pizza flavored ice cream, or pear and blue cheese.
I'm not eating pear and blue cheese. That's gross. But okay, so we've got pizza flavor. I like pizza.
Pizza flavored ice cream?
But also the novelty of like glow in the dark ice cream.
It's interesting, eh?
Yeah.
Then you can have ice cream all over you and just glow.
Because I'm a creature of habit, I will say I will have the pizza flavored ice cream, please. See, that wasn't too difficult. It wasn't like a whole load of disgusting options.
You know, Rory, life is like ice cream. We should enjoy it before it melts. Bye!
Bye!
On our premium IELTS podcasts, IELTS Speaking for Success Premium, we cover the most recent IELTS speaking topics for all three parts of the IELTS exam. In each episode, we give you model answers and vocabulary to help you get a higher score in your IELTS speaking exam, a Band 9 score. With all that Band 9 baggage, you can relax in the exam and get the high score you want. Click the link in the description of this episode or go to successwithielts.com/premium to listen to free premium and sample episodes. Band 9 score.
Do you like ice cream?
Doesn't everyone? I think they have types that cater to just about every taste these days. Especially if you're like me and you have a sensitive stomach, so you need stuff that's lactose or sugar-free.
What's your favorite flavor?
I'm going to be very vanilla here and just say vanilla. It's simple and straightforward. It always gets the job done. I suppose a close second place would be mint chocolate chip. I quite like that one. It's got quite a sharp flavor.
Did you eat ice cream when you were a child?
Oh, absolutely. Like, didn't everyone? We used to get them with cones and a flake in them whenever we went to the beach. And there was an ice cream van nearby. That was quite nice.
Are there any shops selling ice cream near your home?
I think so. There's a Tesco store at the garage just along the road from where I lived. It must have some. Not that I've ever looked for it. It's a pretty small place, though, so I imagine it would be just sort of standard fare, nothing terribly complex or intriguing in terms of flavor.
Can you make ice cream yourself?
I mean, I could if I had the time and the ingredients and a recipe book and the patience. But I don't have any of those things, so not right now, sadly. Sorry.